Good morning. You're just in time. It's Monday, September the 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2014. We thank God for this day, don't we? We're seeing it, and we're therefore blessed because we're seeing it. Thank you for joining us. You're up, you're early, you're just in time and on time. And so we thank God. I believe God will honor our presence by adding his presence to what we propose to do, which is to pray. First of all, we want to give him praise for what he has already done. And we want to move into his presence with thanksgiving. And so I would ask you to join me now. We want to go directly into his presence before his throne on this brand new day, which brings new mercies. It brings peace. It brings confidence and satisfaction that we have this grand relationship with the most awesome person there ever was, and that's our Father through Christ Jesus, his Son. So we thank you today. We have much to be praising him about. Father, we thank you for each one of our prayer partners that have so graciously and attentively joined us today for this short season of prayer together at the very beginning of this day. In the first hour of the day that you've given to us, we thank you, Lord, that you've given us the strength to get up.
Yes.
Even when our spirit was willing, or weak, rather, willing, but weak, you empowered us to get up. And Father, I pray today that whatever we expect and anticipate by this coming together, whatever you place on our hearts, whatever expectations they are, that they would be fulfilled in the time that we are together. We invite your presence, and we ask you to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Where we failed, where we did not meet your standards, we ask that you would strengthen us in those areas. Also, apply the precious blood of Jesus Christ to our lives to remove every stain. We seek not only salvation, but deliverance from whatever would harness and impede us, keep us, and hinder us from getting closer to you. We command that every barrier would be removed, and that closeness to you is what we desire and what in fact occurs. Even now, we thank you for each person that is with us now and those that are still coming on. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Once again, welcome to you. This is Global Time with Christ Jesus, and Aubrey Gregory is my name, and I have this honor of hosting us for the next 30 minutes plus. Our focus today is the necessity of watchfulness. And you're already on it. We're already on it. We're being watchful in this very first hour of the day. And why I say that, because from a Hebrew perspective, the first hour of the day is 6 o'clock. It is. That's the first hour. And so it's important. And right now we're in our zone anyway. It's still dark. It's not like the summertime where it would be light. The summer is quickly moving away. There may be just a few days left in it. And so we are still in the dark, so to speak. Outside, it's still dark. So the necessity of watchfulness. Every Christian is a soldier who is compelled to be on constant guard duty. And that's what you and I are doing. We're on guard duty. We are faced with an enemy who never sleeps. And that enemy is alert and ever prepared to take advantage of the fortunes of war. So watchfulness is a fundamental practice of Christ's warriors. And that's who we are. We therefore cannot dare to be asleep at our posts. Such an unfortunate lapse would not only bring us under the displeasure of the captain of our salvation, but also expose us to serious dangers. Therefore, watchfulness is necessary for every soldier of the Lord. And so, once again, we welcome and thank you for joining us in this very early watch. Amen. For a praise report, I want to thank the Lord for a rich time of worship with and among the saints on this weekend, particularly on yesterday, where we had a rich time of worship and hearing from the Lord his instructions, his encouragement, and the direction that he gave to us for this hour. Another praise report that I have was one of our church family, whom we have recently adopted Tommy as part of our church, and he has adopted us as part of his family, if you will. And so Tommy, today, it's, well, 2 weeks ago, actually, Tommy was finally released from incarceration. He was in a halfway house, which allowed him to come out on weekends and come to work for us as a lead musician. Well, Tommy found a job and starts this morning. That's worthy of praise, because the notion for many is that if you have a criminal record, it is so hard for you to find a job, and that is true. However, today is the second Monday that, the third, that he has been released, and he starts a brand new job on today. Isn't that worthy of praise? Of course it is. And so we're thankful. Want to ask you to keep Tommy in prayer, because he has quite a ways to go in rebuilding his life. And, of course, with it centered in the Lord. He loves the Lord. I also would like to give praise to the Lord for the fact that the vacation season, most of it, I mean, it's 98% complete for most. My wife and I, we have not had a vacation yet for this year. We plan to have one. Pray for us that we do, that we see the opening where we can. But we thank God for protecting all of our church family and people that we know during the vacation season from all harm and danger. Most are back home and back with the regular routines of living with family and among the saints. And so we thank God for the protection, where there were no tragedies, no mishaps, and everyone had a wonderful, wonderful vacation. And so we don't take that for granted or as an automatic. we know that it's the Lord that was constantly on the watch, using his ministering angels to keep and to protect us from dangers that we saw and dangers that we weren't even aware of. So we thank God today. Amen. Today's scripture comes from Matthew chapter 26 and verse 41. I think this is a power scripture, not only for today, but for the rest of the week. And I'm reading from the Amplified Version, and again, that's Matthew chapter 26 and verse 1. Here's what it says. All of you must keep awake. Give strict attention. Be cautious and active. And watch and pray that you may not come into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. So the key phrase in there is to watch and pray. Give strict attention, be cautious and active. Watch out for the adversary. Be prayerful. And today represents the first work day of this week. We are putting Christ at the head of it, shall we? Yes, absolutely. So watch and pray. Amen. Okay. Your prayer line is open, and if you have a praise report, pardon me, you're welcome to add that to our moment of thankfulness and praise to the Lord, moment when we count our blessings. So speak up, and you will be heard and can be heard as you give a praise report. There's so many things to praise him for that, and I'm speaking about what he has done recently, is doing now, and so we are thankful. Praise the Lord. Now, if you have a praise request, a prayer request, you're also invited to voice that. Add that to our prayer targets for today, because we do have some targets and that we've identified that we want to pray into. So I'd like to give you an opportunity to do that at this point, if you'd like to add to our prayer targets list. In the meantime, we want to pray for, I just feel strongly that we should pray for your children. There is such an atmosphere in our communities, on our planet, in our nation, that is not supportive of children being children. And so the enemy lurks constantly to disappoint, frustrate, and to do even worse to children. So we want to pray for them. In our immediate community here, this is the first, or the beginning of the first full week of school. And so they're going to school in the midst of all kinds of protests and confusion and so on. And it's even frustrating for parents that these conditions exist. However, the children must be in school. That's important. Let us pray for the children right now. Number one, for their protection. Number two, for their focus and attention to the learning schedule and the process thereof. We pray for their strength and that all their needs are met in Christ Jesus, even now. Father, we bless your name today, and we thank you for the children. They are reminders of where we all came from and what you brought us through. And we ask that you would bring them through as well. They face new schedules, new teachers, new lessons. And Father, they face a world that is also insensitive to them and their needs. And we pray today that by your Holy Spirit, that you would move on behalf of the children wherever they are gathered, locally, nationally, or internationally. You would normalize their atmospheres and conditions such that they are able to be just children. Bless them on this day. Keep them fresh and hopeful, without despair. Calm their anxieties, whatever be the cause, and meet their needs, starting with the basics of food and shelter and clothing and all the help they need. Dispatch your ministering angels to come to their aid wherever. Disturb and frustrate the enemy's plans and plots to disrupt the lives of these children wherever they are.
Yes.
Send help in the name of Jesus. We think of the zones where there's war, there is fighting, there is violence. Right now we speak peace on behalf of the children right now. And if they're wounded, heal them. If they're broken, put them back together again.
Yes.
For your precious name's sake. Move and minister on their behalf. And we say amen and amen to that. We praise the Lord. We thank God for the children.
Yes.
Imagine what a wonderful thing it is for them just to be children. Just remember when you got up on days like this just to be a child. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, the next prayer target on our list is prayer for your household's salvation. See, we have to cover our bases as well. And that's why we're watching. We're to watch over our very own households as well. And God wants you to have a vision for your household. What do you see in terms of God's plan and God's purpose? Try to visualize that. And let us pray into that. And the vision will not include what is now present if, in fact, there's need for God's movement in your family, in your household. And it doesn't, a household here does not limit your perspective or our perspective to the people that live under your roof. There are people that are part of your household, your clan, your tribe, if you will, that don't live under your roof. They live under their own roofs, but yet they are part of your household, and you claim of them for redemption, for salvation. It can be children, your children's children, extended family. God wants you and I to be watchful over them right now. It could be even be simply your church family. How about that? You want everyone to be one in that church family. One. Because Jesus prayed in John 17 that he and the Father would be one, and they are. And so he says, well, just the same way, make them one as we are one. That's what he said. So let us pray for that. I believe God wants that. Your household to be one in Christ under the conditions of salvation. Father, we pray and we do claim the salvation that you've provided for all to visit our household, our clan, our tribe in a way that is clear for us to see. And to know that you're God of our salvation, we'll be reinforced in that understanding, in that truth. And he didn't just want to save us. He wanted to save our tribe and our clan, our family. Thank you, Lord. He wanted to add life to our lives. That's your desire. We receive it today. And where the enemy has been rearing up and showing his ugly head, we rebuke every activity right now and subdue every spirit for your purposes and for your glory in the name of Jesus right now. We speak peace over our households, over our clan, over our tribe right now. Divine, supernatural peace in the face of every weapon that the enemy has formed, which cannot prosper. We claim the victory this day in the name of Jesus. Father, where there's separation, we ask that you would bring healing. You would bring healing on this day. Bring it together where family can get back together one with the other in the name of Jesus. To have fellowship in your sight, to live before you, for you. We plead the blood, that powerful agent that speaks deliverance, that speaks salvation, the purchase that Christ brought about through his blood. We plead it around our household, around our clan, around our tribe today, around our church family today. Blow up and explode the enemy's plots by your power. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you today for deliverance, for salvation. We receive salvation in our homes, in our families, in our clan, in our tribe on this day. As we bow before you, and we say amen and amen. And praise
amen.
The Lord. Yes. Stretch your faith. We are being watchful. We focus on the necessity of watchfulness today. So we're setting the atmosphere and the tenor for this week. We're moving into it with expectation, great expectation, that the Lord would break through like the sunshine upon our families, upon our relationships, upon our tribe, upon our children, our grandchildren, extended family. Breakthrough. Breakthrough this week. So expect God to move, and you will see Him move. Praise the Lord. Well, I have a couple of announcements that I want to share with you. They're reminders, and you will hear these going forward for the near future, just to remind us of what God is doing and what He proposes to do. All of the month of October, we will be doing what is called Pray 31. It's a month of prayer for America. Now, those of you who have been with us for some time know that we have prayed around the world. We have prayed for nations. And so God has asked my heart to adopt the same idea for America. And it makes sense. It's the bridge that we are on, so we want to protect the bridge that we are crossing. Makes sense. So for 31 days, beginning the 1st of October, we'll be praying for America. And how that goes is we'll be praying for each state. We have a prayer guide that we'll be working with. We'll be working with a prayer guide, and I will make that available as soon as we have it in hand. And that prayer guide will guide us how to pray for America, praying through the states, praying for their leaders, praying through the geography of each state, and listening and hearing for God's heart concerning those geographical areas. But we will cover the entire nation. Pray 31 is what it's called. Pray 31. So look out for that the entire month of October. And then we know, and we'll continue to realize, that on September 24th, the Jewish New Year begins. It's Rosh Hashanah. At sundown on the 24th of September, it's the year 5775. We are in the year 5774. We only have a few more days with that, because on the 24th, 5775 comes into being. Now, this may be strange for many. It's not strange to God. And so there are many things that could be said that I won't say at this point. I've said some of it already concerning this thing that God is doing this year. He is doing something powerful. And this is the year of the double portion. We see the Lord coming in a mighty way this year. and he's entering in the house that would have had already an open door. Because the year that we're in now, 5774, is the year of the door. So you can expect divine and supernatural nourishment and food as the King of Glory comes in the door. Watch and see the Lord entering the open door. And that's what happens this year. And he comes in an explosive fullness. This is what we can expect this year. So that's just some notes on what we could expect God to do this year. Now, going back to what we were praying about, or the direction that we were headed, is we're being watchful. That's important. Watchful. You're being watchful. Okay. Then on October the 11th, we will be... These items we must pray for. October the 11th, Prayer for Newark Network, of which we are part, we will be hosting the prayer breakfast on the 11th. This is Saturday. Please mark your calendar. Right at our facility, 987 South Orange Avenue, at 9 o'clock in the morning, there will be a prayer breakfast. And then we will more than likely do a prayer walk through our immediate community. That's October the 11th. Let's remember to pray about that and to pray into that. Amen. Amen. Well, your line is open, and if you would like to, you can offer a praise report and or a prayer request. If you have something that you would like to see God move in, well, then it's a good opportunity for you to ask on this particular occasion, because this occasion, the atmosphere is anointed with the purposes of God to be fulfilled. And so give that prayer request life.
Praise the Lord.
And life comes with the breath. Well, I hear a voice. It sounds like Jennifer.
Yes,
welcome.
It is. Praise the Lord. I have to try to find a quiet spot because I am on my way traveling to work, but I try to find a quiet spot as possible. Didn't want to
well, God bless your trip today.
I give God praise, glory, honor, and praise for all the things that He's doing and even what He's about to do in all of our lives. I just want to thank God for yesterday's I thank God for the men that came from the house that comes every other week, and I just pray for them and the participation that they so willingly offer when they come in, where it doesn't seem like it's a half hour break. They're just willing to come and praise the Lord with us and worship with us. And yesterday was such a blessing when that young man began. Oh my God, it was so powerful, and so I just want to remember them in prayer this morning, and also Sister Evelyn's brother. I don't remember his name, but she asked us to lift him up in prayer, so that we could remember them all and them brother.
Well, thank you for your request for prayer, which allows us. It gives us the opportunity to minister to the Lord before Him. And, of course, we do thank the Lord for the men from the halfway house that God is doing a work in their hearts, and it is blessing us to be a part of that and even to observe and to watch that. So I do concur with your request. And thank you, because you reminded me of something. Evelyn spoke of not only of her brother, but two sisters who are both experiencing the disease of cancer. And so we want to come alongside that family on today on behalf of their health. Let us pray right now.
Yes, oh God.
Father, we thank you that you are there.
Yes, you are.
You are a destination.
Yes, oh God.
For us. You have an open door.
Mm-hmm.
You desire our presence. You want us to come into your presence with praise and with thanksgiving. On this day, we remember the Peyton family and those that are suffering from the disease of cancer. We have two of Evelyn's sisters that are experiencing that.
Yes.
Father, we see this set of circumstances as an opportunity for you to move in fully with this family, to bless them, to raise up a flag, a standard in the Peyton family.
Yes.
We focus not on the disease, but focus on you.
Yes.
That your glory be lifted up and your glory shines forth in this family so that there is life, divine, supernatural life entering in. And so the disease is just an opportunity for your power to be displayed, your power to deliver and to save. We ask today that no weapon, we command that no weapon formed against this family should prosper, but the glory of God should rise.
Yes.
The light should come forth in this family for your glory, for all to see and know that you are God. So we command this disease to serve your purposes. And not only to serve your purposes, but to show that you are the healer, the deliverer. You're the one that gives life, health, and strength. We ask and beseech you, dear Father, based on your word, you said, by his stripes, we are healed. We command a healing right now. Every cell, every tissue, every muscle now responds to the divine supernatural health and healing that comes only from you, Lord, and through you. Heal these two persons from cancer. Reverse the death wish and assignment of the adversary. We cancel it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And for anyone that is on with us right now, you are suffering from some disease. Claim this prayer for yourself. Put your hand on the place that represents the location of disease or ill health. Right now. name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't let the background noise distract you. Focus what God is doing right now. He is delivering divine, supernatural health right now. All manner of deliverances right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for deliverance. You carry healing in your wings. And we thank you today. We receive it in the name of Jesus. Even now. All our numbers become normal. Our health is restored speedily. Even now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And for those of us that are on our way to work today, may God bless you richly on this day.
Yes, oh God.
Step with purpose. Understand that God is with you. And this is the first day of the rest of your life. The very first day. So in the closing moments that we have, and we do thank God for you and for joining us today. Thank God for you being watchful as a good soldier. Now you know that God appreciates that.
Yes,
and he has his richest blessings reserved for those who are watchful, such as yourself. We want to look at Revelation chapter 1 and the second part of verse 5 through verse 6, and that's our benediction for today. Benediction. What's the word benediction mean? This comes from the Latin word bene, means to benefit. Take this for a benefit. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and have made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Receive that. Amen. In other words,
amen.
So let it be.
Amen.
God bless each and every one of you.
Have a blessed day, everyone.
Thank you. We receive it.
Amen. God bless everyone. God bless you, Pastor. Just live.
Thank you. We receive that. God bless you.
Walk with. Mm-hmm.